Hilar.
Hi. Oh.
Very cool. What up, ladies and gentlemen?
And
others. Ladies and gentlemen.
I love that. Cute. Yeah.
Guys, welcome to Chats and Tunes.
Welcome back to Chats and Tunes.
Right. We are feeling a little different.
Because we're right next to each other again. After like 9 months.
Yeah.
10 months.
We were in a long distance relationship.
So true.
But now we're back. And then, I mean, you've been here for some time.
Yeah. What is it? 3 weeks?
Yeah. And we, but like, we did one episode since you've been here.
Yes, but I was home and you were somewhere else because I was isolating.
Yeah. Wait, did we do an episode?
Yeah. Oh. I uploaded it because you were away.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we did,
Tell me lies.
Yes. Yeah. I can't even remember.
Oh, my gosh. But yes, now we're finally on the couch together.
Which is still different because, like, we never did this on the couch.
No, we always sit on the dining room kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a mic. And it's the cheapest mic. I'm sure you can tell just listening. Because I'm looking at the audio waves and it's changing so much. Like, it's, like, low. And
it
it's
is.
Like,
Yeah.
But so we're trying it out. Hopefully it doesn't like overly ruin the sound. We're doing our best, you know what I mean?
Please do not sue us if your eardrums have any sort of damage.
Yeah.
After listening to this episode.
Exactly. Like, please be gentle with us.
Why is it so loud when I speak?
I think it's like,
is it because I'm near it?
No, I think I just turned it because I had it like this.
Oh.
And it was low when I was speaking. Look.
Yeah.
And then louder when you spoke. I guess maybe that's the. It's just like. So now I'm
that
like
doesn't
putting
even
it
make
this way.
Sense. Okay. I mean, it makes sense, but like
but
it
no,
shouldn't.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
It shouldn't
exactly.
be that way.
Okay. I think maybe we've sorted things out.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Again, welcome to this lovely podcast. We are your hosts, Chats and Tunes.
I forgot who's Chats and who's Tunes.
I think I'm Chats and you're Tunes.
And Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Tunes, what's been going on?
Well, I just did a midterm.
Woohoo!
I just got my grade, actually.
How did you do?
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
As long as
you're not, like, bummed about your grade,
yeah,
that's good.
I just need to get by, you know?
Exactly.
At this point.
That's what university is about.
What else has been up? Nothing, right?
More.
Yeah, well, I got vaccinated. I got my first dose. My arm hurt like hell. It was so bad. But I'm okay now. Obviously, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's it.
It's been
you
like
have
exactly
more.
A week, right? Since you got vaccinated? It's Thursday
yes.
today.
Yes. Mm. Or did I get it on Wednesday? See, I don't even remember at this point.
That's an excellent point. I don't remember either.
Yeah. But yeah, you have more updates than I do.
What have I been? Okay, well, first I went on a trip. I went on a camping trip this weekend, which was, I was like, wow, camping.
Nature.
What am I doing here? I love nature. I just do not want to lie in it.
True.
And I wasn't even in a tent, but I was like, where are the amenities? Like, I'm a city girl. That's what I realized. And I was like, this is the whitest thing. No disrespect to the white people, but camping, that's white privilege for real, because other people don't have electricity. Like, no, people don't need to escape and go out and sleep in bad conditions and have bad water and have no electricity.
That's so true.
That's literally a real reality for a lot of people, for people who are my relatives. Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is the whitest, most North American thing. It's like, oh yeah, you know, like, I'm gonna leave my lovely home with many rooms and go like sleep in a cramped tent with a bunch of people, it's like, okay. But like when I go to my grandma's house, when I go to like my aunt's house, like relatives, they're living in those kind of conditions, mm-hmm. where it's like one tiny room and a lot of people sharing a room, and like electricity is gone and you're like, you don't have the best water, you know? So I was like, this is white and this is privilege.
So eye-opening.
No one else, like people in third world countries don't need to escape and go camping. Like we are pretty much camping most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you know, I recognize that I'm pretty privileged as well, but you know what I mean? I was like, wow, this is very privileged. But it was an interesting experience. It was real camping, not for me, but a lot of people were in tents doing their thing. I took it out because I had forgotten that I had a bag of tea bags that I took with me to go camping because I love tea and I need to have it. And I wasn't sure if they were just gonna have like orange pico, which I don't really like, so I packed my own tea. Also because my tea is decaf and I don't want to drink caffeinated tea, so
And it keeps falling
exactly. So I was camping. It was interesting. There was no light in my cabin. There was like, you know, it was really the ghetto. It was fine. It was a really beautiful place. We explored a lot of things. I went canoeing and I ruined my phone. And so I had to get a new phone, which I'm pretty proud of the way I hustled for this phone. I think I got a really good deal.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you very much. It's still very upsetting because I'm also, another update is because my job is over.
Right.
So much is happening. Yeah. And so I'm unemployed. I've just been sitting around watching The Bachelorette. And sleeping in until noon. Well, today I woke up at 9 today, so I'm really proud of myself. But yeah, so I ruined my phone canoeing. I went on a massive hike where I got a little bit delirious because it was way too long and it was complicated. But yeah, that was my long weekend, and then I just was recovering from the weekend the last couple of days. Yesterday was the first day that I was like, okay, I'm not as tired today. But the other days, like, I was like, when we went to the mall, I was just like, we were all tired though. We were just
but like I had no reason to be tired, let's be real. You guys did stuff. I did not.
Yeah, and it was like a long journey. Like, it was 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
Right. And so on the way back, we felt so bad. I was talking to Titi, who's one of the girls I was driving with, and her boyfriend drove us back the whole way. Like, on the way, they like switched. They took turns, like, 4 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way back, like, we were all so tired and we felt so bad because you don't want to just like sleep while one person drives.
Yeah.
But we were like, sorry, bro. Like, we cannot. And we're just like, I'll get up and we're just like limp everywhere. You could tell that, oh, they've been working. But that's what I did. And then I came back. And then today, I had a bit of an adventure. So I don't have groceries because I had been like staying at my friend's house while you were isolating. And so I used up most, well, I have some groceries, but you know, the stuff that needs to be used, I used it up. And then some of it I even took with me. And so I didn't have anything here. And then I didn't buy groceries when I got back because I immediately went for the camping trip. Anyway, so this morning I was like, oh, I should probably, like, I don't even have anything to eat breakfast. And so I went to buy like bread, like wraps and eggs, like spinach or whatever. And so I was like, let me go to the grocery store, fun and crazy. On my way to the grocery store, I'm walking and this car stops. And some of you guys who've listened to previous episodes of the podcast might be like, this sounds familiar. Because it does sound familiar. And I was on the same street as well. And so the car stops. I'm like, oh, I've got my earphones in. I can't hear. And he says something. And I'm like, I do not want to entertain this person. Mm-hmm. So I pretended, oh, I didn't pretend, I couldn't hear. And I didn't budge. But then he kept talking. So I was like, oh. And so I took off my earphones and I look at him. And he says, hi, are you from Somalia? And
what a way to open a conversation.
What a way. And I was like, no. And he's like, no? I'm like, no. He's like, where are you from? It's like, Zimbabwe? He's like, Zimbabwe. I was like, right, okay, bye. And I didn't say okay, bye, but I was like, right. And I started to walk again. Like, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
Then he's like, do you want to come in?
Hey, like, you want to come in?
That's so relevant today.
Oh my god.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. Whoa. Sorry, guys. We're getting used to it. And I was like, no, I don't want to come in. And he's like, I think you're really pretty. I was like, okay, thanks. He's like, so you're sure you don't want to come in? I was like, yeah, bye. And he's like, okay, bye. And then he drove off.
So weird.
But I was like, wow, what a time to be alive. Why would you ask me that?
You ask me all of that?
Yeah, I think he was Somalian, but I still just thought that's such a weird thing to ask. Like, yeah. Just, and to stop your car?
Yeah. And this isn't the first time it's happened to you. That's the worst part.
As I was walking, like, as I continued my journey, I was like, so something, like, why is this happening to me? Like,
it's the street, maybe.
I think it's the street. Because I was like, is this a me problem? I was like, surely it's not. I have done nothing to deserve this. I am out here. And also, like, I'm so gross. I just brushed my teeth. I didn't even wash my face. I just brushed my teeth and I left.
People can't tell.
This is true. I'm wearing the same clothes I was wearing yesterday. They smell awful.
No one knows.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened. I was like, wow, fantastic, baby.
Dance.
But yeah, that's my updates.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So wild.
So fun and fresh.
Mm-hmm. I have an update. I'm gonna get Subway later. Why does it get so high when I speak? Ooh. That's so...
And it's funny because I definitely speak louder than you, I think.
No, I think I might be the one who's louder.
No, you're just...
louder. But yeah, I'm getting Subway and this is so gross, but I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. If you're happy, I'm happy. That's,
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna get?
This is the kind of support I need. The usual steak and cheese.
Are you a steak and cheese girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually do steak and cheese. First of all, I rarely get Subway. I think I get Subway twice a year. But I'll usually get steak and cheese, or I'll do the teriyaki chicken. Ooh. That's how I like to do it. It's always one of those two. And I go crazy. I ball out. I get the pizza bread. I get the Italian... What do they call it? Herb and cheese?
Yeah.
Bread?
Same.
That's how I like to do it. Because I'm like, I'm here. I might as well do it right.
Yeah. Speaking of teriyaki chicken, we should get Sushi Island one day.
Dude, don't even. Like,
Yeah.
I need it. That's what we need to do.
Sorry, we were just talking about food right now. But I just thought I had to share.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Subway.
People are excited. You can't tell. People are stopping their cars right now.
Wait, they're like...
applauding. They're so excited. They're like, get it, Sarah. Woo! We're so happy for you. And now they're like, Subways everywhere are getting like overwhelmed.
Oh,
they're
my
like,
God.
Guys, what are you doing here? They're like, chats and cheer and talk about Subway.
You know what, Subway,
sponsor us.
Yep.
Like, you guys know our address. We're right across the street, so just like,
we literally are.
Email our check, like mail our check, like it's fine.
That's the only reason why.
Yeah. Literally,
I'm going. If not, I would not get Subway.
I know, it's way too much of a hassle, but it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it. Should get into the madness. Oh, and Sarah's nails are done. I am really excited about that. That's
an
update.
Well, they're just press-ons, but...
It's still really cute.
And so, I don't know if you know this, but I think I posted on Instagram before, but I ordered press-on nails from this amazing small business in Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
called the Base Coat Shop, I think. But they come in different sizes, right?
Nice.
S, M, L. But lengths are also S, M, L, short, medium, long.
Oh.
So I thought that this would, when giving the size... I was thinking of the length, mm-hmm. not the actual size.
Right.
And so I asked for an S. So now my pinky on my right hand, the nail is pretty much just exposed. But, I mean, from afar, it looks okay. Also, that's, I don't know why I just gave that whole story. I just wanted to shout them out.
But I would think that's the size you should get. I feel like an M would be too big.
But the rest of my stuff, I guess, because the shaping of this makes it a little bigger, wider. Mm-hmm. But the one that the set that I got for my aid,
mm-hmm.
Nails, those were M and they fit fine. So I don't know. I mean, they're just like a millimeter difference. Oh,
okay, yeah. Because it looks pretty good. Like me looking at it, I'm like, yeah, that looks right.
Yeah, so I just thought I would do something because I was bored.
It's like, I was thinking of painting my nails. I don't have nice nails. I have man nails, but I was going to paint them because...
She doesn't. That's a lie.
Anyway, I think I might actually end up painting them because it's like...
Fun.
I've got so much time. What do I do with myself?
We have an update.
What is
an update?
We
might go out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to do it... So I was telling the girlies, mm-hmm. the ones who told me about it, and I was like, yeah... Sarah also, like, me and Sarah want to go, and they're like, well, let's all go together. I was like, sick. But I think they want to go Sunday, but then I think it's going to rain. I forgot about that when I agreed. So I'm going to send a text and say, listen, mm-hmm. hoes, let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we might go to an amusement park.
And I'll be like, woohoo! Yeah, so I think we should be able to go tomorrow. I'll text, because I think the only other person who has... We're all unemployed except for one person, and I think she only has work at like 7 p.m. So I think we should be able to go tomorrow. I'll text. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be very exciting.
So, yeah. I don't know why that also, I like interrupted you and I was like,
no, I'm glad. I'm excited.
I guess we did have a lot to talk about. Oops, sorry. My laugh. That's what makes it go high.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's okay. We love your laugh. I do. Big fan of your laugh.
Well, what's up with you today?
I do like your laugh.
Okay. Anyway, getting into today's song. Are you okay holding it, by the way?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're going to be talking about a song. We're not even going to be analyzing it because it's so straightforward.
It speaks for itself.
And it's not even like a song on Spotify or anything, so... No. We can't add it to the playlist, which I have not updated.
Oh yeah, I forgot we even had one.
But you can check it out on YouTube. Some promo, I guess. Not even self-promo, just promo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Stray Kids... Well, not really Stray Kids, just Lino and Bang Chan
mm-hmm.
song called Drive.
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 And it's... So I encountered this song. I had come from my camping trip, and you're like, Panache, we get it. You went camping. It's true. It's such a big deal for me, so I need to keep talking about it. But I had come back from my camping trip, and I had no phone, right? And then the next morning, I was just like on YouTube, just sort of, you know, just browsing.
Yeah.
And I had woken up to pee, so I wasn't really fully awake. I ended up going back to bed. But I went on YouTube, and then I was watching just a random YouTube video to, like, slowly relax and go back to bed. And then this song was recommended to me. And, you know, I'm a Stray Kids fan. And so I was like, yeah
I'm watching
this. Yeah. And, you know, like, Chan is my bias. We know this. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to see it. And I had had no access to the internet. I had no concept of what this song might be about. I hadn't heard anything. So I listen. I start listening, and I'm like, whoa, call the police. And I definitely was screaming. There's no way I didn't scream, or like at least like just like wriggling in my bed with discomfort.
Yeah,
I
was so toes uncomfortable. Curling.
Yeah, I was like, ah! I hate that. So yeah, that's. I just want you to know, like, this was my experience with the song. I was so horrified. I was not prepared to encounter this song. It was so uncomfy. But also, like, I was like, excited because I was like, whoa, they're doing this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like. Whoa, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's sort of where I was at. And also, a quote from Mr. Bang Chan that I was like, oh, is this what he was talking about? Because he always talks about how he doesn't like explicit songs.
Yes.
And he had said in one previous V-Life that he was saying, like, give me song recommendations as long as it doesn't have any swear words.
Yeah,
even that's... And then he said, even if the lyrics themselves are, like talking about something explicit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as there are no swear words, it's fine.
Yes.
That's his motto. And I mean, we had always said this. We're like, this guy, when he says...
He's like, oh, F word?
Yeah, no. He's like, that's so but explicit. Like,
what song? Like something from The Weeknd or something.
Oh, yeah, and he was playing, I'm about to dive in. And he was singing along to freaking dive in, you know? And so it's like, okay, so clearly this man has no issue with just fully, just a song about just full on sex.
Sex. Yeah.
But like he's, you know, he's basically singing, "Can you feel the what pressure between your legs?" He will sing that comfortably. But he hears like "bitch" and he's like, "Ah!"
I think he needs to check himself.
I think like, so too.
His morals and
no, honestly, because like he was listening to like the Blackpink song and she says like "born skinny bitch," he's like, "Ah!" He's like, that's bad for her to say I'm a born skinny bitch, but he can't handle, but you can handle.
But he wants to dive
like,
in.
Yeah. Oh, swimming your body, let me dive in.
Come on.
Get out of here. Anyway, so we knew that was his motto, but we were like, but he never said it.
Mm-hmm.
But he fully said one day, he was like, yeah, no. As long as there are no swear words, even if he actually went as far, not only did he say as long as there are no swear words, he said, but guys, if it is explicit, just in, lyrically, that's fine.
Yeah,
just
I remember
no swear
that.
Words.
I remember seeing that.
And I was like, what the
that.
Heck? And so this was the manifestation of that quote, I think.
I think so too. He yeah. knew.
Yeah.
He was like, I know what I'm going to get after this yeah. and, you know, the reactions I'm going to get, and I have to make this clear.
Yeah.
But even then,
he still refuses to acknowledge.
Yeah, refuses to admit.
He did though, like on the thing. I mean, he in English he went on about like the song is about driving, but then before when he started, like after he played the song,
mm-hmm.
Again I didn't watch the video, but I just watched a lot of clips because
yeah.
I'm crazy. And
no, you're not.
Thank you. But he was talking like in Korean. He kept on going like he was like giggling as he literally giggles. He was giggling and he was saying, oh, and he kept saying, he was like, oh, well, and he wasn't saying, he just kept going, well, and then he goes, it's about, and then he literally goes, I'm not going to explain this. That's what he said in Korean. He's like, I'm not going to explain this. Then he switched it up in English and said, it's about driving.
It's definitely about driving. Mm,
but in Korean, he's like, actually, he said, I don't need to explain
the
this.
The clownery.
Yeah. So I was like, wow.
The clownery of it all.
Oh, let's talk about the song, you guys.
Let's. We're just gonna read the lyrics.
Yep.
And say what they truly mean. What they were too afraid to say.
Oh my god.
It's just funny because him insisting that it's about driving, like, who cares about driving that much to be writing a whole ass song
also,
about
like,
it?
They were on, he said like it's about driving, and he goes, because we were on motorcycles, right? and then he goes on a little bit of a tangent and said, yeah, and I don't know how he thought he would tie this in, but he was like, yeah, I drove a golf cart once.
What?
No, I was like, someone please get, like, someone come and take this man away.
Just
like,
stop him.
Stop talking.
End the V live.
Yeah. No, like Lena would not address it.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
what do you think it's about?
Yeah. I think he'd actually ask, what do you think it's about?
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, sex.
And he'll be like, well.
And he'll be like,
if you say so.
Yeah. He wouldn't respond. He would just ask the question.
Just
people
ask, and then
go
he would,
crazy in the comments. And he'll be like,
and then he would just change the topic.
I'm feeling really hungry today.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so him.
I know.
Look at us acting like
we know
him.
We know Lino.
I know. You know.
We know.
Lino.
Okay,
let's start. Mm-hmm. It starts with the chorus.
Yes.
Do I want to read this?
I want you to read this.
Okay. Start the engine and drive again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Drive nonstop. Feel the heat inside. Baby, I can do this every day and night.
Oh my goodness.
Just trust and follow me tonight.
Oh my goodness.
And then they repeat it. Start the engine and drive again tonight. Mm-hmm. Drive nonstop. Feel the heat inside. Baby, you gonna do it day and night. You don't need to hold back.
Oh,
it's our drive.
That's the part that I'm like, ugh. So I just think if this was a song, let's imagine and trust Chan when he said, guys, it's about driving, when he is protesting too much, you know, protesting, but let's try and agree. I agree. The first line, that sounds like a drive.
Mm-hmm.
Start the engine and drive again tonight. Sick. That's how you start a car. You start the engine and you drive.
Yeah, for sure.
You can drive nonstop. Sure, I'm sure there's like stop signs and stuff that you probably have to stop, but
maybe on the highway.
Truly. Feel the heat inside. That's where I start to think. I am confused, personally.
You can roll down the windows.
And if... He also said, we're on motorcycles, right?
Yeah, and where's the, like, inside?
What are you talking about? What is the inside? And, like, that sounds dangerous. Like, I do not want to feel heat coming out of my...
So true.
That sounds like an explosion is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a malfunction.
Right. And so, already, I'm like, that doesn't sound... like safe driving or even realistic if we're trying to be,
yeah,
you know. And then baby, I can do this every day and night.
Well, you might be tired.
You probably would be tired. Whether we're talking about driving or other things, that's still a bit unrealistic, to be honest.
Maybe he's an Uber driver. Have you been to Uber Jabber?
I actually have never.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's true. Like, or even like a bus driver.
Yeah, taxi driver.
Jiffy cabs. On the way. Okay, so if he was a cab driver, because if you're just a regular person, regular Joe, there's no way you're driving all day and every night.
Yeah.
No way. But if you are, if that's your job, like that's sustenance for you, maybe.
You have to.
Right, like if you want to feed your family or yourself or your cat or whatever. like Lino would. Just trust and follow me tonight. Again, I'm like, okay, that's fine, I suppose.
That's giving... Do you want to come in?
Oh my god.
Energy. Do you want to come in the car? You're really pretty.
Yeah. No. And then again, so they're like starting the engine, driving. That heat inside, that's concerning. Baby, we're gonna do it day and night. Now he's saying, first he said, I can. Now he's saying, no, we are going to do it.
Yeah.
And you don't need to hold back. It's our drive.
See, the only way I see a taxi driver or an Uber driver...
I would report saying, this Uber driver immediately.
Yeah, no, saying, baby, we're gonna do it day and night is if... They had an actual baby that they had to bring along.
No, so, yeah, because like they don't have a babysitter or anything like
that. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
So you don't need to hold back. It's our drive. Like, that hold part, back from what? Throwing up? Crying? Like...
You don't... So they're saying you can? Because you're saying you don't need to hold back.
I guess he's saying, like, it's fine, you know? You don't... You're not even supposed to be here anyway. Like, cry all you want in the car seat. Like...
Right,
and the,
like,
baby.
Yeah, it's Carson. I don't like this.
Okay. I have to say though, feel the heat inside. This is like straight up. I'm just gonna say, I thought of a Wattpad smut fan fiction.
Someone said, like, they were like, these boys have been reading. And I was like, ew, I hope not.
Like, the word heat.
That's the. They love inside, that word. I know.
Like, why?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
such a
but
gross...
then that's also like, I just thought of like the Weeknd song, you know, like the Weeknd and Ariana, they're like, can you feel the pressure between, and they talk about pressure a lot and this heat as well, I think, and I feel it coming. He talks about heat,
really,
between, and then even
I
in
can't
like
remember, but
I know
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, he talks about like heat inside. And yeah, and even I think there's another one, there's like a lot of heat and pressure, right? And so
what is this, physics?
Jeez. Goodness, it is physics. Do you think they're trying to teach us something?
Maybe.
Like, dude, I love Stray Kids, they're always trying to challenge our minds.
So like
yeah, but yeah, no, I mean, they say heat inside, I was like, that's when immediately I heard heat inside, I was like, okay, I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm not going to think. And then they repeated it. I was like, okay, this is a little crazy. And then all the baby, I was like, can you guys stop saying baby? I don't like that. And then when they said, no need to hold back, it's our drive. That's when I was like, well, finish. I know what the song is about.
Rest.
And I was like, well, shit. Well, shit.
It's official.
Well, shit. It's sexual.
Yep.
Anyways, that's the chorus.
And yeah, I mean, just from the chorus, you can tell that it's obviously about sex.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, what song was it where they used baby and we were like, no.
Oh yeah, I think it was the fun one, Blueprint.
Blueprint. Mm. I think IN says baby or something. And we like, got so upset. We were like, this is not the Stray Kids that we knew.
I know.
And now they're singing about feeling the heat inside. Ah! Oh, come on. Don't hold back. It's our drive.
Our drive. Oh my goodness.
Damn. Okay. Well.
That's that.
That's that. That's the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have verse one. Okay. I keep you in the soft moonlight. I think I've seen this scene a lot in my dreams. It's like a street light that lights up a dark path. Yeah. I'll take responsibility and take you anywhere. Ride on the highway to heaven. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, connection.
Sick.
A special connection just between the two of us. Mm-hmm. Just relax and show all your colors. We'll do this forever.
Whoa, jeez Louise.
I don't think that's healthy, first of all.
That's not possible.
You could die.
Actually, I keep you in the soft moonlight.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, maybe they're driving at night, right?
Right.
So then the moonlight shining in, you
know. Truly, yeah. And it's like, that's like a weird scene to have seen a lot of my dreams. And if I'm thinking of like, if my Uber driver said to me, I feel like I've seen this scene a lot in my dreams, I would jump out of the
Lady Bird moment.
Fully. I'd be like, no, please let me go. So that's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if let's say he's just on a drive with a girl, I'm like, okay, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, like, okay, that's kind of sweet.
That's cute, you know. He's like, oh, I just want to go on a nice drive with my girly.
A nice night drive.
Mm-hmm.
With the soft moonlight.
Wow. So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The
street light.
That I, don't what that's
I don't know what that means.
About at
maybe
all,
it's
actually.
Just like there's a path that they have to follow. I don't know.
Maybe
I'm just
honestly,
making shit
yeah,
up at
I,
this point.
Your guess is my best guess. I don't know. It says I'll take responsibility and take you anywhere.
Wait, did I say that part?
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I read.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
And then we're on the highway to heaven, which is a sick reference
mm-hmm.
to an iconic song that is also
about sex. Well, it's
half-half, it's
right?
half-half. It's not as bad as this. This one is about sex, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Highway to Heaven has a little bit of other stuff going on, but they are just... Wow.
Yep.
A special connection just between the two of us. Like, all this from a drive? That's crazy.
That's insane, actually.
Right? To be like, to develop this insane... Like, what colors? It's just a drive, you know?
This is making me think of the one singular date I went on. The really bad one. And we went on a drive, too, and I did not feel a special connection.
Right.
I tried to show my colors, but the other person showed their colors even more, and I
like,
did not like
them.
It. I hate that those are the ugliest colors I've seen in my life.
You're like, let me out. My goodness. So I feel like it's a little dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we think of it for what it is, again, it makes sense.
Does it though?
Well, at least it makes more sense in the sense of like, I've seen this scene a lot in my dreams. It's like, okay, we didn't realize you guys were living this life.
Okay, but what's a highway to heaven?
We've fought really hard to figure this out and we failed. But people use that line a lot. Like, it's not just that one NCT song. Like, that's the thing people
yeah,
say, like,
yeah.
in other, like, rock songs. And it's referring to sexual relations.
Mm-hmm.
But
so...
I don't really understand either, to be honest. But we know what the term overall stands for.
Wait, you mean
for.
You don't really know what it means?
No.
Okay.
Like, I just know it's sexual.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you kind of knew
No, I have no concept of it. Like, I never figured it out. Oh. I mean, I didn't really try to, but...
Yeah, we just talked about it. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
But we know that it's sexual.
Right, right. We can deduce that. And, you know, we talk about a special connection between the two of us. And relax and show all your colors. I'm like, this honestly, like, not only is this sexual, this all sounds kind of freaky. Like,
yeah,
they're going on also, because before they're even like, don't hold back, it's our drive.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, show all your colors. I want to, whatever you want to do, like, let me know. So I'm like, okay, that's, they're really like, they said, guys, we're the oldest members of Stray Kids.
We are really grown did. Men. Yeah. We're and crazy. Then they said we'll do this forever.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
And it's like, okay, that's not feasible, so stop.
Okay, and then they repeat the chorus.
Mm-hmm, again. Which we've addressed.
Yeah, we do not need to go back into that. Verse 2. Is this the one that's fully in English?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Chad. Frick. We'll be dancing with the shadows in the night.
Oh my god.
The stars are jealous knowing that you're by my side. Feel the adrenaline, acceleration. In the course, we'll be driving so rough. Right? No. Like the emotions of the ocean. High tide in the moonlight. One-way emotion, satisfaction.
Skirt, skirt.
We ain't stopping now.
My goodness.
My god.
Oh, and because they don't give a... Oh, no, that's the whole other portion. Okay. Dancing with the shadows in the night. Again, it's like, if you're driving, that's not possible.
And also, that's just not safe.
Truly. Like, I just, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, because if you're dancing with the shadows, like, following the shadows while you're driving, you're gonna swerve into something and get into an accident.
Yeah. It's just like, it makes no sense. That's not healthy or safe.
At all.
The stars are jealous knowing you're by my side. That's like, okay, cheesy.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's cute. That's like, that was like, oh, there it is. The classic Bang Chan cheesiness that we all know and hate.
Yeah.
There it is. But also kind of love, so that's a problem. and then we feel the adrenaline.
It's okay, adrenaline. Just mix the both up.
Thank you.
Like,
adrenaline and sense. Acceleration. That makes sense. If you're driving super fast.
Yeah, you're like, vroom vroom.
Yeah, let's ride.
Let's ride. Dun, dun, dun.
So that part, I'm like, okay, if we're still talking about driving, those are valid driving words.
Yeah.
Acceleration, that's typical. That's all about driving.
And more adrenaline, physics also.
Mm, dude, they're so educational. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
In the course, which, I guess like the driving course.
Course, yeah.
We'll be driving so rough.
That's not safe.
I have never heard anyone say that. Like, that's not language that has ever been used for driving. No one has ever said, I was driving so rough. No one says that.
No one.
No one.
You can say, like, maybe the road was rough or something.
Right, and even
the journey
then,
was rough.
The
even
journey
then,
was,
no one really says that.
No one has ever said we drove rough.
Ooh.
It's not a thing. So that's a little confusing. I might understand. Maybe it was just like just crazy. I understand maybe what he might have been trying to say. But that's not driving language.
No.
Acceleration, adrenaline, that is driving language. Mm-hmm. I've heard that many a times. And then ride like the motions of the ocean.
Okay, but I thought it was rough.
That's what I'm saying.
The motions of the ocean, they're usually
that's
a bit
pretty,
smooth.
You know, maybe it's stormy.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Because the oceans can be rough, actually.
Yeah, they actually can
be. That actually is
be.
Language that can be used for the waters.
So true. Okay.
Rough waters.
I take that back.
High tide in the moonlight.
More physics.
You guys. God,
they're just trying to teach us something here. God,
and, you know, I love physics. Like, I'm actually so grateful. One-way emotion, satisfaction.
Sorry. It's so hard to like try it.
We're trying so hard. We need an award. Someone send this podcast to Bang Chan and he can use our explanations
as
explanations.
Oh my god, no wait, can someone actually?
For when he's trying to explain like what it means, we have done the work.
Yeah.
We have deciphered it.
We should
it.
Upload this on YouTube.
And be like, guys.
Because he watches reactions.
Let me figure it out.
Bang Chan,
send him
out.
A link on Bubble.
Yeah. Oh my god. Are you allowed to, though?
You can. It's shady.
Oh my god.
You're not allowed, but you can, like...
Oh my god.
Break the system. Yeah, I've done it before.
Hey, Stace, if you're listening.
Frig. But yeah, so it's like, where are we?
One-way emotion satisfaction.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I just have nothing to say. When it comes to driving,
I'm trying my best.
And I feel like maybe he's just satisfied with his driving.
Dude, that's what it is. Right? I don't know like, about the emotion. Maybe he could
parallel park and dude, he's like, whoa, that's satisfaction.
That is satisfying. As far as the one-way emotion, I guess like one-way, that sounds like driving. That's
like one-way road. One-way road. So your emotion has to be one-way. You can't be all crazy feeling it's wild like, while you're driving. No, that's not
especially
safe.
Especially on a one-way street. It's like yeah. You're going in one direction. Your emotions also need to be going one direction. Yeah. So that's totally fair and
okay,
valid.
We figure that out.
Skirt, that's a that sounds to me like driving. That's yep, like
that's definitely typical. Driving.
That's a driving sound.
We ain't stopping now. Yeah, because it's not the stop yet.
No.
It's not the Uber place yet, the location.
Right. So that's the Banchan explanation. The other explanation is self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Dancing with the shadows in the night.
Sex.
That one, the next line is pretty, I think it's just
yeah,
sweet.
it's just
a little
line.
Bit of cheesiness. Stars are jealous knowing you by my side. Adrenaline, acceleration.
Sex.
Sexual. In the chorus, intercourse, so I've heard.
Oh my god, yeah, I keep saying, forgetting
and
that.
And even when he says it, it doesn't even sound like saying in the chorus. It really sounds like it says intercourse. I'm like, ew.
Ew.
We'll be driving. If anyone ever refers to sex as intercourse to my face, I am not having yeah. it with them.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so valid and true.
Have intercourse?
Ew. Ew.
Exactly, you understand.
Ew.
In the course, we'll be driving so rough. Again, rough is not driving language. We know what rough is about.
Yeah.
Right, like the motions of the ocean. I understand. High tide in the moonlight. Someone explained this to me. Not explain this to me, but yeah. I saw an explanation on my like in the Discord server I'm in, the mm-hmm. stay one. I forgot what they said, but they said this is like not okay. They
really?
Said like that's brutal, like high tide in the moonlight is not okay.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, but I didn't click on the link,
oh,
so I forgot.
It.
I just saw people being like, wah, wah, but then I think I was like busy, so I didn't get a chance because it was
okay,
like a
well.
Twitter link on the thing.
Well, if you're listening and you know, let us know.
Yeah, please tell us what high tide in the moonlight means. We're
we need
babies.
To know.
We do. One-way emotion, satisfied. And again, also like the hand movements he's doing.
I don't remember.
He's like, he does a little bit of some thrusting a little
oh.
bit.
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
So he also uses body language to put his message across.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yep. And then... Oh, the last part, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge. I won't let you go until the ending.
Wow.
Hold on tight as it speeds up.
Right.
Again, I dream of heading to the top with you. Oh.
Oh.
Because we don't give a...
Right. Again, it's like, this driver is like, no... Let me take you to
yeah,
your destination.
You can't be jumping out like Lady Bird.
No. That's, like, dangerous. And it's like, dude, I'm trying to do my job. My job is to get you to the
your
ending,
destination.
Your destination. So, like, I'm not going to just let you go. Like, let's go to the end.
Yeah, but then this person's probably like, but you're so slow. So, they say, hold on tight. As it speeds up, I'm going to speed up real quick. Because I need a good rating on my Uber.
Dude, this Uber driver.
This Uber driver needs... Has issues.
Yeah. And in the fact, again, another dream. Again, I dream of heading to the top with you. It's like...
And then it's like, oh,
sir,
just keep
I just
speeding.
Came in for my ride. Now, all of a sudden, you're telling me you've dreamt about this moment before, and now you want to... You dream of getting to the top with me. It's like, I appreciate the sentiment. I kind of just want to get to my destination.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Overjabber.
And then I'll report you after I leave.
Yeah. Yeah, like, once I get home safely, I'm going to file a report. Immediately. And it's like, because we don't give a which is like, do you not give an
Because or, I want to get to my destination
safe. Because I think
safe.
I would give an if I was a passenger in
yeah.
this Overjabber. Unless Overjabber is in there with his baby.
Oh, right.
it's a baby. Of course the baby doesn't give an So I think he's also like, yeah, I don't care either. Like, me, that's, and my, why, baby.
That's why I won't let you go until the ending, because you need to hold on to the baby.
Yeah.
Hold on tight while it speeds up. Like, oh no, yeah, we need to go and pick this person up real, nice, quick. I dream of heading to the top with you. Because, I mean, you're the driver's baby. So, mm-hmm, maybe you're in their dreams once in a while.
Yeah, I reckon parents dream about their kids often. Yeah. Like, that's super normal and healthy, so.
Heading to the top, maybe, like, to success.
Yeah, like, every parent wants,
yeah,
success for their kids. And everyone wants to be successful in some way. We have different, mm-hmm, definitions of it. But ultimately, I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's like, he does not care. It's just him and his baby.
Yeah.
And they're on a drive. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
This freaking over jabber is so scary. Oh my. Wow.
This over jabber needs therapy, I think.
I think so too. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Because, first of all, I think you're not even allowed to bring a child with you or anyone else with you while you're driving.
Sarah, an Uber. That's illegal.
That's actually against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you're struggling, you need to bring your kid with you, we'll let that slide.
Yeah, like, I mean, parents, they do a lot, and it's, yeah, like, sometimes... Yeah, but
then now you have to speed up and stuff. It's kind of...
It's getting dangerous.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just on the internet, and I had just Googled Stray Kids Drive. I'm just opening up some articles. A lot of articles about Ryan Reynolds, because he commented on the video.
Oh, really?
He just said, here for Chris Reynolds. That's all he said.
What a diss to Lino.
I know, it's like, he does not exist.
Yeah.
I am here for one guy and one guy only.
Also, we need to talk about how in the outro he says in the course again. In the course, in the night. Intercourse
in the night! I hate that.
Did he just, like, is he a child who just learned what the word intercourse means?
This is so dumb.
This entire episode is dumb.
I know. I feel like this is the dumbest we've ever been.
We're trying so hard to make sense out of it.
Okay, I'm looking at... I'm sorry. It's a Korea Boo article.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Korea Boo Boo. Also, we need the content.
Yeah. So the title is Stays a Freaking Out Over Suggestive Lyrics of Bang Chan and Lino's New Song Drive. Mm-hmm. And it says, when Bang Chan said more mature, he meant it. And there's a picture of Bang Chan with a tongue sticking out and a quote, baby, we gonna do it day and night.
He's just an Uber driver, guys.
Literally. And then people are quoting what he had said before, which I already did, which is, as long, yeah, as it has no swear words in it, I'm good. That's literally what he said. Even if the lyrics mean something explicit, that's what he said. And then the lyrics was trending. Just the lyrics. That was, Stays made the lyrics trend. Yeah, and so that was interesting. There's just a lot of screenshots of tweets of people just saying, what on earth? People screaming. Yeah, and then they were saying, oh yeah, he had said, and this is true, he did say he wanted to do a mature concept with Lino. And so he wasn't like,
kidding.
That's the thing. And I thought it would be like very, I don't know, I thought it would be more different than this. I didn't think it would actually be, I thought it would be more of the performance side of things.
Yeah.
As far as, but it's also like, he already like is always shirtless anyway and whatever, so.
True.
I was like, what more is he gonna do? I was like, maybe Dino will be shirtless.
But to me, also, when I hear, like, JYP artists say mature, I think of 2PM.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's exactly what I envisioned. And so I didn't think it would be, like... And I feel like this is worse than, like My House.
Yeah, or, like, All Day Thing. Oh, well...
That one was a bit too much.
I immediately just, like...
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but this is definitely... Yeah, this is... He just said, here for Chris Reynolds.
Damn, he really adopted him, huh?
He did. But yeah, I just feel like that's... This is definitely one of the more sexual songs, I think, in, like, K-pop.
Probably.
Because...
That I know of.
Because I can think of, like... the only other one that's, like, a lot... Because even the NCT ones aren't this bad.
Yeah.
No. Even freaking Whiplash.
Yeah.
Like, when you listen to all the lyrics and you look at them as a whole, they're not, like, this is pure, like, these boys went into the studio with a mission. Like, they were not, like, you know, like, they truly knew what they were writing.
Yeah.
And they had a vision. They were like, we're going to write a song about sex.
Yeah.
And they stared each other in the eye and did it.
I don't like that. The thought of that is so scary.
I really wish we could see some, like, behind the scenes. Yeah. I know they'll never give it to us, but I would love to see. I'm more curious about Lino, because I feel like Chan is... whatever, but Lino, I just, like, I want to get in his mind.
That man...
He's an enigma.
He is.
Yeah.
He truly is.
He's a cat.
He is a cat.
He has the personality of a cat, actually.
Yeah. And he doesn't give a...
Actually, truly. But yeah, so, and even the only other one that's, like, really bad, even then, it's just the chorus is really bad. The, I can hear it calling, the touch me, tease me, fill me up. They really sang that with their chests.
No, for real.
But they're the ones, like, Wavy can handle.
Yeah, Wavy.
Wavy can handle a sex song.
If anyone can handle a sex song, it's Wavy. Wavy.
They love a sex song, those boys. And they'll sing it like a little choir. They're so comfortable.
I can hear calling.
I love them.
I'm thinking of, like, maybe I don't know the full lyrics and the meaning, but, like, Up and Down by EXID.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of songs. But, like, those are more, like, innuendos, right? I mean, I guess this entire song is just an innuendo. Yeah. But
like, that one was more... That one is
with the choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even just other bits of the video are also pretty, like,
Yeah.
But I feel like with them, they were also making more of a statement. Like, I feel like a lot of their songs were very, like, provocative and, like, shock value.
Yeah.
Right?
This one's just...
Whereas I think they just wanted to talk about sex real quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And because there was no warning. I mean, they never give a warning for Skiz players. Yeah. But it really... rocked the Stray Kids fan base.
Mm-hmm.
As it should. It's shocking.
Yeah, and you saw my first reaction.
I did. I was so excited.
When I saw it, I was like, I can't watch this right
now. I haven't watched it since. I'm never going to watch it again. I'll only watch it, like, I feel like when I'm feeling crazy, I'll try and force you to watch it with me, because I won't watch it by myself. I'm, like, terrified. It's so, like,
That's exactly, like, I'm upset that I didn't record myself in that moment.
I didn't think to make you record it, because too. I knew what it was going to be, so I should have been, like, living without a camera.
I was in shock.
I know. We could still, like, we could record one still. I feel like we won't need to fake anything. It's so bad.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like, I think
true.
We'll still just be, like, our eyes will start twitching. which I don't know, maybe to someone else listening it's not that bad, because I definitely listen to more sexual songs than this, right?
Yeah.
But then coming from them, it just feels a little different.
It's jarring.
Yeah, it is jarring, because I've listened, I used to love this one song when I was in high school, and I remember my friends and I would laugh and be like, why are we listening to this? But it was just, it sounded really good. It was like something like, baby, you don't even have to try to read my mind, because you know I want to get it in.
Oh my god.
And it was like the whole thing was like really explicit.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't feel jarring, because I wasn't surprised. It was some, I don't know who the R&B singer, it was some other R&B singer, like Chris Brown, who's, that's an issue, but I was listening to that when I was like from 3, and I was like, yeah, this is really intense, but it didn't feel like jarring.
Yeah.
But any little innuendo from these dudes, I'm like, oh.
But this song is a whole big innuendo, which is
big,
what makes
fatty
it
innuendo.
So big, fatty innuendo.
It's an innuendo. Big fatty innuendo.
Innuendo. It sounds better, actually.
Is it innuendo?
Innuendo. It's more fun to say.
I'm gonna stop breathing. Okay.
Well,
That's it, you guys.
Yeah. We've Someone send this to Chan, please.
Please let him know that we have put in the work to try and decipher this how he would prefer. And we've done it. We've come up with a nice concept story for an Uvu Jabber.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll appreciate it.
Yeah. But, like, also credit us.
Yeah, like, if I hear him say, like, you know, like, have you guys ever been in, like, a cab or an Uber
driver? Uvu Jabber.
I am emailing JYP. I'm saying, listen. We, with our big brains, came up with a concept, an explanation for this ass-horic song.
Ass-horic.
Guys.
Oh my god, yeah.
If anyone is listening and you know where this quote is, ass where the whore. Person literally goes, ass whore! Please tell us.
It's something we watched here, right?
Is it? I don't even know.
But I feel like we watched it together.
Deep in my brain.
Because I know it.
So, yeah, if you guys know where the ass whore quote is.
Wait, I think I know.
What is it?
Is it the show we watched with Martina?
A show?
We watched it during Christmas.
What did we watch? No, I don't remember anything.
We watched a movie and then, like, someone said something like that, I think, really? And we were laughing at it.
We're gonna do some research, but if you guys know, let us know. Please have a lovely day, lovely week,
lovely month,
lovely everything. Who knows how much longer we're going to do this? I feel like
we're running out of stuff, guys.
Running out of stuff, and it's also enlivening, guys. Like, we're running out of stuff, guy. The one person.
Guy. Drew Gooden tease. Hey guys.
Yes, hey guys. Bye guy. We appreciate you guy.
Yeah, we really do. Mm-hmm. But guy, please send a song recommendation.
Please. Alrighty. This is goodbye.
Goodbye.